I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right? If the world was ending, you would come over, right? Right.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my partner, Boris.
Hi, everybody.
I hope we're all safe in this pandemic. I hope and pray that your spirits are high. I know it's difficult, but soon God will see us through this. Our show is available live on your radio, also our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available in more than 11 states, among others, and soon after on any podcast player.
You mean on the radio?
Right, on the radio. It's a radio show, that's why.
That makes sense.
This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward despite any obstacle with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that they're not alone. And the testimony started with me having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that awareness is crucial, education is necessary, and comfort is so very needed. I do believe we're all suffering, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. Although my healing came from God, that's my cure, there are other forms of healing as well that we present just to service everyone. And life could be challenging, of course. Just know there's always someone who cares. Therefore, there's always hope. The song we just played earlier was If the World Was Ending by J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels.
But that doesn't mean that the world is ending, right?
Well, I've been wanting to play the song for a while.
Okay.
I just couldn't fit it into a show until now.
Okay.
Well, sometimes it feels like the world is ending, and for me, that can be a few times often. I had one of those episodes this morning. Guys, I'm human. We are faced with challenges never encountered before. American citizens accustomed to unlimited freedom suddenly having it taken away. Living in fear and driven to desperation has only led to chaos and uncertainty. While many of us are holding on to hope, a lot of us feel there's nothing left to lose. As a result, that has occurred many senseless deaths that could have been avoided. Their fears were not irrelevant. The sky was falling, and the tension rises. God gently asks, if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? When all hope is gone, would you love me for the hell of it? I really want to hold you tight, even if we weren't down forever. There shouldn't be a reason we should have to say goodbye. This is somewhat of a part two of last week's show, where we go more in depth with our repeat guest, Dr. Richard Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman was such a wonderful guest. We just had to have him here again. And there's so much to address. 1 hour is never enough. Dr. Hoffman is the founder and clinical director of Christian Counseling Associates. C CCA is a leading faith-based mental health organization providing Christian counseling with over 50 locations and a staff of over 80 counselors in Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. With his 20 years' experience, Dr. Hoffman provides speaking engagements. He has held various academic positions and has been a guest lecturer, both nationally and internationally. Dr. Hoffman, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Amy. It's great to be here today. Thank you for having me back.
Dr. Hoffman, we are living in uncertain times. A pandemic, which besides its disease, affects calm with a big toll on our mental health. So, Dr. Hoffman, we discussed last week devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on our mental health. There is so much more than to the physical effects. The so-called healthy people not having COVID suffer a lot also. All these additional deaths, the people exposed to the COVID deaths, the people from fear or desperation or depression or helplessness or loss of hope, adding the effects of the shutdown, isolation, and now riots everywhere. Lawlessness. What are your thoughts, Doctor?
There's been a lot of concern as just the multiple sources of stress that people are experiencing. We're 70 days into the pandemic, and as you mentioned, there's been unrest and rioting and terrible things that people have to consider. And so one thing that has been voiced, just like we were unprepared for the arrival of the coronavirus, that there is going to be a wave of mental health issues that people are going to experience from prolonged stress that we're also going to be just as unprepared for when it comes. And so usually, you know, people, you know, will assume that this is experienced during the crisis. But what really happens is there's a time lag, and people start to experience the mental health crisis after the crisis has passed that they're dealing with. So, you know, once we get to the phase where things are opening back up again and people are returning to some level of normal activity during the summer, you're going to see a lot of mental health fatigue, a lot of depression, and the possibility of the incidence of suicide to increase. That's what the experts are forecasting.
Well, my concern is people acting in desperate ways because they have nothing else to lose. So why even comply? And that's what people don't realize. We created this ourselves. These riots are throwing firecrackers into the crowd. SUV ran over several people. Security guards and police officers killed by no fault of their own. Explosives thrown at the police. People suiciding themselves. Medical personnel can't handle seeing so much death and dying. People are dying because they're not getting treatments that life-saving treatments not deemed essential. The loss of hope. I mean,
so many jobs lost.
What is the common denominator? What is missing here? Because there was a time I like to question, and there was a time that I asked someone that knew more than me for sure. I said, if God doesn't give us anything we cannot handle, why do people commit suicide? Why is there so many senseless deaths? You want to answer that? I can tell you my answer after. I want to hear yours. Let me get a second opinion.
The first thing is, as we talk about this, you know, anybody who is in the audience listening today who is overwhelmed with depression, who is really to the point where they're backed into a corner and they can't see a way out. You know, if you're thinking about suicide, you know, definitely you want to reach out to your community of faith, your pastor, a good friend, certainly a counselor. And, you know, if you just heard that list and you're saying that is out of reach, there's a national hotline that you should call to get help, and that is at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255, and that's the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. If there is nothing else, these people will be there to connect with you. And that's really the first step. If you're to that point, if that resonates with you, what I've just described, reach out and connect with somebody right away. Don't go at this alone. That sense of isolation, that condition where we're disconnected, is not how God designed us. And that is one real difficult part of this pandemic and the lockdown, that many of us following the rules and following the guidelines are going to find ourselves in a place of isolation or loneliness.
And people also really forget the importance of human contact. And doctor, I just want to add that the number's super helpful, but some people don't pick up the phone. They're too depressed to help themselves. For me, it was prayer. Praying for others, because I didn't think the prayer would help me. But at least I can pray for others. When we continue talking with Dr. Hoffman about additional effects in the shutdown of the pandemic, we would love to hear from you. 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
I sold my soul to the devil for a designer. They said, go to hell, but I told them I don't wanna. If you know me well, then you know that I ain't going. Cause I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna die young. The city of angels where I have my fun. Don't wanna die young. When I'm gone, remember all I've done. We've had our fun.
Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back to The Cure, and thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure with Amy Cabell, or later as a podcast. Again, The Cure with Amy Cabell on any podcast channel. And please subscribe and like it.
The song that just played was City of Angels by 24K Golden. Awesome group. I have been there. Unknowingly, I sold my soul to the devil. Pickpocket. You never know what's happening. He's very clever. I didn't want to go to hell, but only the good die young. What's important is what will be remembered of me once I'm gone. I thought it was fun, but it only brought misery to myself and others. So now I'm done. One day at a time, even as frustrating as it may be, God will get us through this one. We're talking to Dr. Hoffman, discussing how to deal with the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Hoffman, what's hurting me, it's all these senseless deaths, the deaths that can be prevented. Obviously, those that have died from COVID, there's not much we can do until we find a cure. But how about all these deaths, whether they'd be from fear or desperation, unemployment, loss of income, where is all this coming from? And I mean, Boris, we've read such sad stories.
Yeah, there is a lot of reports. I was reading a report from the Library of Medicine. So COVID 2019 suicides in 2020. There is cases, for example, a person was depressed, had anxiety over COVID, and was alone. Her fears was just an illusion, and there was no one to counsel her, to console her. So she took her life. See how important it is, as Dr. Hoffman said, just ask for help. Reach out. If you don't want to go to your doctor or psychologist, call over the phone. There is other cases, like students quarantined on suspicion of being infected with the coronavirus, and they jumped off the third floor of the hospital.
Wow.
Please don't get scared. Fear of isolation, it's also very
it
real.
Leads to depression because human contact is necessary.
Yeah, another lady, 19-year-old.
Look at the mother and a newborn. They need human contact. That's just science. I mean, but in due time. The thing is, I even heard of a man who killed himself and his family because he was afraid that he was going to get COVID. That when I asked the preacher, why, if God doesn't give us anything that we cannot handle, why is it that there's senseless deaths? Because I know if you can be really, really depressed, you don't even want to help yourself. You think you deserve it. You will not go to the phone. You will not help yourself. Thank God I will pray. But not everybody will pray, so those who don't go to the phone. Anyhow, I know what this is like. I've been there. I don't know how to help myself. And I've had those moments where I felt so desperate, I just wanted life to end. But what this preacher told me said, they didn't have God. If you have God, you will not suicide. You will not be afraid. You will not get depressed. True story. Since I gave my life to God, I have not been depressed. I'm off all medications, and I've learned to deal with life in a healthier way. Wow, miracle. So, you know, it's possible. And so, but what I wanted to ask you, doctor, we've lost God in schools. They wanted to take God out of money. If you talk about God, they think you're being hypocritical or you're a fanatic. People are afraid to even mention it, and it has become not such a popular thing. So could this be part of what's leading to so many senseless deaths?
Absolutely. We will all have times in life where we get into desperate places. And, you know, you mentioned that you always have prayer. You always have a sense that you can connect with God, that God is with you. God is with us. That is the truth for the person who's accepted the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. And so we look to Jesus. And I would use an example of Jesus when he was tempted in the desert. He had fasted for 40 days, and he was in this place, a wilderness, a place of no resources. He was in a place where we would feel backed into a corner. And we read of this in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And let me read this and point to a place of temptation. The Bible tells us, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Jesus answered him, It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
Now, this is a
famous part of the Bible. Many of us know it. But the point that I would take us to, Amy, is in verse 5, where it says that the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand up on the highest point, and said, throw yourself off.
Doctor, we have a call coming in. If I can just stop you right there. It's a beautiful way of explaining how the devil can tempt us and how to fight temptation. But, you know, playing the devil's advocate here, what if somebody says, that's great, sounds very nice, but that was Jesus. I'm not. How about me? What can I do to fight the temptation to stay strong when everything looks so awful?
And we have Kelly on the phone from Utah. Kelly, you're alive?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to interject my 2 cents in for those parents who have children who are at risk of suicide, as opposed to the typical depressed person that we consider suicidal out of despair and hopelessness. There is a huge study now out saying that children ages 12 to 18 are spontaneously committing suicide. No signs, no warning, in a moment of despair.
We're definitely going to go into that after this short break. Thank you, Kelly. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back with The Cure. We would love to hear from you. 866-34-TRUTH. Again, that's 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure. Continue with Amy
Cabo
and The Cure.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio. We have an app called The Cure for any smartphone. And our website is GodIsTheCure.com.
Also goes live on every social media that we have, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And after the show goes as a video podcast or audio podcast, just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo. Please like us and subscribe.
If you really do.
Well, if you don't do, please subscribe too, because you're not going to miss the next show, which you might like.
The song that just played was Surrender by Natalie. I surrender. Here's my white flag. No one will win this time. We run to your side. We hurt for those things we don't understand. For those of us hurting. For those of us most in need. For those of us desperate, and those of us with no one to turn to. For those of us who have lost faith, and for those of us struggling with depression. We want you back in our lives. The world needs you. What's happening to our America? Please bless us. We need you, Lord. My love, where are you? God says, whenever you're ready.
So we are ready.
I'm ready.
Good. I also want to remind you about the contest we started. All these songs come from listener suggestions or Amy's suggestions. So let us know suggestion what you think we can play on the show through our contact us page on GodIsTheCure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate.
We will continue talking to Dr. Richard Hoffman, discussing how to deal with increased mental health issues during this pandemic. Dr. Hoffman, we'll go back to my what about me question, because I really like that one. But let's get to Kelly's question, because that's really important. That's serious stuff. So do we have Kelly?
Yes.
Okay.
So Kelly, what was your question again, please?
Would you like to repeat it, Kelly? There's an adolescent stage from 12 to 18 where kids are spontaneously jumping out off three-story buildings and committing suicide. And apparently,
like group suicide.
Sure, sure. Well, there is definitely with adolescents a quality of impulsive and sometimes even aggressive tendencies that can make behavior very unpredictable. And so with Kelly, I can only imagine the anxiety sometimes that parents will feel. I'm a parent of three grown children myself, and remember plenty of times where there's just uncertainty. But knowing the risk factors are going to be important here, because you might not get signs. Things might happen so quickly. So adolescents are very social, and it might not even be something that's happening in your home, but it could be something that they're connected to in their peer group. So you want to look for a history of mental disorders. Does your child struggle emotionally to begin with? Do they have substance abuse problems? Are they in a
sleeping
state where
too
they're
much
hopeless?
Maybe if they're sleeping too much, sleeping all day, loss of appetite. They look less
absolutely
tired. I know all about it. I've been impulsive and unpredictable too.
Absolutely. You know, there's other things, like have they experienced something really tough in their life, like a physical illness, or even have a friend who is ill. You know, definitely you want to watch out for when there has been suicide in their social context or within their
peers.
Yes, and you know, that is just going to set them up to, you know, follow along in that behavior. It creates a lot of havoc emotionally in the people who are socially connected to that when you're an adolescent.
You know,
I
hear it from my daughter.
Sorry.
She's gets all upset about her friends, how her friends are talking about suicide. They talk about it as if it's nothing, if it's just the choice in life, and they don't realize there's no taking it back.
Or threatening each other, I'm not going to be your friend, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh.
Absolutely. There's so many of these things going on in social groups, and it can really catch the parents off guard. And that's why, you know, the biblical example, you know, and it's true, you know, Jesus was perfect and is perfect. But when he was with us, he was also fully human. So Jesus is fully human, fully God, and he knows our struggle and gives us a way out. And so we see that way out unfolding as he faces off against the devil. First, he understands the place of the desert. He understands that there is going to be struggles in life and that God places us there. God calls us into difficult places, just like he called the people at the Exodus into the desert, away from slavery, but also away from the Nile, away from a place of, you know, of excess and comfort. You know, so we have to have that kind of understanding. He also understood the truth. He knew the truth better than the devil. And so he quoted scripture back to the devil when in this interaction, the devil is telling him lies.
So we can arm ourselves with scripture.
Absolutely.
And I understand what you're saying, Dr. Hoffman. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you just answered my question. for what about me? Did you not say that God made himself human? Did he not do it so that we can relate to him? Was he not born of a woman to give women importance and say, you know, it's not just a man's heaven, that God is a man, but there's also somebody wonderful, the mother I give you. And because God could have just, poof, one day a little boy shows up at the church, and that's Jesus. He chose not to do it that way. He chose to be born. He chose to be human. And so maybe even if we're not God, if we're made in his image, aren't we able to even think like him and know what he knows if we invite him to work through us?
Absolutely. God's design is perfect, and his way for us is perfect. We're not perfect. And so, we have God's word. We have an understanding of God's design and how life is going to be, which means even if I'm doing everything right, there is going to be struggle and hardship, and sometimes it'll be overwhelming.
Yes.
And, you know, the third thing that I would lift up here that Jesus knew and is showing us is that God is with us. After that temptation passes, he is ministered to by angels. And again, I would just reinforce that for parents, parental supervision of your children, you know, especially when you see these risk factors, so very important that they have you watching over them. And I know how impossible and challenging that could be. Don't do it alone. Have the church around you. And as adults, we know that our connection to the church, our body of believers, the people that we know of faith, we need to be connected to them so at critical times they can see things in our lives and minister to us, just like the angels came to Jesus after this very difficult temptation. Yeah, but Jesus knew he was not alone. He knew his Father was with him. Sometimes in our imperfections, it's hard for us to tell.
You know, people can be angels if God, because God works through people. And I know that some teenagers are not very spiritually inclined, but I have an idea. You can, you know, when all this is over, have them join a youth group. They're more likely to listen to peers, people their age. Keep the lines of communication open, if possible, if they're willing to talk to you. And like you said, Doctor, where you made a very good point, look for these signs and try to get them help as soon as possible.
Well, this situation with isolation, it's very bad. I mean, with all these conditions, the more isolated you are, the worse outcomes can be.
Absolutely. Well, you know, at Christian Counseling Associates, the organization that I lead and continue to work to spread throughout our service area, we know that people are in need right now.
And, yes.
You know, so definitely you should, you know, families should plan to have connection to the church, a connection to professional Christian counselors, and be really watchful over what is happening. The lockdown has caused a significant amount of stress that may only be noticed months later from now.
Yeah, and sometimes we get so busy we don't realize that kids need attention. They need our time. They need to feel acknowledged and loved. We would love to hear from you. Tell us your personal story, struggling alone at home or through this pandemic. 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure. Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, our app The Cure, or social media. Just look for God is The Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. I keep on repeating, hoping that you guys subscribe to the podcast. So look for The Cure with Amy Cabo, subscribe it, like it, and also you're not going to miss another episode that way.
That song that just played was Dusk Till Dawn by Zion and Sia.
Osea?
I don't know.
Osea. No, Sia, sorry.
Even if we have to make it up, guys, fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with others. Fall in love with God. With God, we will never be alone. He will hold us when things go wrong, even if it seems like the hardships are never ending. He was always right here with us, working it from dusk till dawn. And he will be the only one left when all hope is gone.
Wow, with you explaining the song like that, you make it like a totally different experience. I love it.
I don't do it on purpose.
No, I like it though. So, but anyway, I want to remind everybody about the contest we started. Please give us suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on godisthecure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate.
We continue talking to Dr. Hoffman, who is helping us go through all the effects of isolation and the effects of fear of the pandemic. Dr. Hoffman, you said something very interesting, and I think that's where a lot of us fall off the wagon, is that we choose to do the right thing. We sacrifice. We pray with so much faith, slowly and a lot, and we believe that these things are going to happen. Yet, when our prayers are not answered, because see, Pickpocket's very clever. It gives you a moment of stillness and peace so you can get used to it. Then all of a sudden you think things are good because God is blessing me, because I'm doing the right thing, and then you don't understand why things go so wrong. That's when it's important to pray anyway. Believe, even if you can't find it for yourself, for others, for the sake of others. Make pretend if you have to. I've been approached by atheists, you know.
Approach? No. They've been relax. Fighting with you.
It's okay. I don't fight. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Okay. So, and, you know, the way that I see it is, okay, I wasn't there in the old times when the Bible and Jesus was walking around and all that. Okay, it takes faith. You don't know anything for certain. It's supposed to be that way. But am I going to go through all these struggles in life, all these problems? And if I get disappointed in God because my prayer wasn't answered immediately, or it wasn't the right prayer, if I get frustrated like that, you know, I'd be a pretty bratty child. Because you got to take the good with the bad. And you know, you said something very good, because I say, if you're going to go through all these things, and bad things will happen, and death will happen, and evil will happen, and suffering will happen, you really want to go at it alone? Without God, who promised us he'd be there for us? He'd help us through, he'd see us through, he'd make good come out of it, and he'll help you handle it. I choose that. But what do you do when people don't have that outlet? I mean, my heart goes out for the atheists. I'm not angry at them for not believing. I feel sorry for them that they don't have that help.
That's a great question, Amy. There's a model that's given to us by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute. And so right now, we don't really know how much reaction in depression and suicide there's going to be from the pandemic. But they estimate in this model, given past events, it's going to be somewhere between 8,800 and as much as 40,000 will give themselves over to suicide and extreme substance abuse in reaction to this pandemic. And
it's not just during, long term, this will continue for years probably.
Right. So this is a model just in the short term. So, you know, the topic that you're talking to the audience about today is just so very important. And what I want our audience to realize is how much of a resource the church is. how much of the resource the family is right now to people, you know, the family teaching the Word of God, having, you know, in the life of the family prayer and togetherness in that kind of community. And there are people on the outside of that. And that gives us an urgent mission. You know, to anybody listening who's not a believer, you know, call organizations like ours, Christian Counseling Associates or The Cure, and reach out. Don't go at this alone, because life, you know, one thing that we need to understand, and I think we understand now, life can throw things at you that are just too big to handle. And the design of how we get through that is together. And so, you know, to be in your family, to stick with your family, to stick with your community of faith. And if you are alone, to know that you're in a dangerous spot. Even though, you know, if you're young and strong and you say, hey, I got this, but there's going to be a time.
There's always a time. I mean, I've been doing so good for so long. It's been a long time since I felt like my world was ending. But I'm glad I felt that way this morning, because it reminded me of how human I am, and also reminds me that there's others going through that.
Wow, you're human. Good, I'm recording you.
Yeah. And it's just this very thing that we see Jesus go through in his temptation, and the design that God has, that oftentimes he's going to place us in the wilderness or in a desert place, and it's going to be painful. And so sometimes in the church, and definitely in the secular culture, we feel that it's bad that we're going through a struggle, but God actually uses these things. First, it's just a reality that that's going to happen in life. At some point, we're all going to face death and overwhelming things. I know that's not positive, but here's the positive thing, that if we submit to God, he'll be with us, and he can teach us things in those places that will prepare us for the next thing. So before Jesus goes into his ministry, he goes through the desert in a time of temptation. Before the people of Israel can make it to the promised land, they wander in the desert. And if we have the kind of fortitude in our life, if we've been trained to pull back from the thoughts and the feelings and to listen for the voice of God, we'll get through it too.
Even you just made like such pandemic, a great point. Pull away from the thoughts and feelings. Do not entertain thoughts that are painful or hurtful. I did it this morning. You know, I learned, hey, wait a second, this cannot be about me. I have to separate myself. Okay, if I don't feel like praying because I'm too upset, okay, I don't need to pray. I need to pray for others. I need to pray for America. I need to pray for my family, for the people at my work, for the conversion of sinners. My prayers are needed. So when you take it off you and you think of others, because even though I was still upset the first rosary, but the second rosary, praying for others actually helped me. And if you focus on you, then you can become very emotionally charged. And sometimes it's better just don't entertain those thoughts that hurt. You're only hurting yourself. Please.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Amy. And definitely, like you said, we have to get to a place where it's not about me, it's about us. And I'll tell you, some of the challenges that we're facing in America right now, if we don't get to that point, if we don't know it's about, you know, and get in touch with it, it's about us. Let's bring this together. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. And God is the cure. He is the answer. He is what will bind us together.
And we're stronger together. Everybody says that, so let's go get it. Let's get it done. Anyway, we are very close to the end of the show, and I wanted to just say one more time, there is always help for if you're thinking about suicide. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. You're not alone.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Great to have you on the show, Dr. Hoffman, the Clinical Director of Christian Counseling Associates. You can visit the website, speak to any of their counselors at ccawpa.com. So let's finish with a prayer.
Thank you.
God of grace and forgiveness, strength and healing, we pray for our community. our church and our families, because we know all these have people who are hurting, hopeless, alone and desperate. We pray for those who are considering suicide as a way to ease their pain because they feel they don't have any other option. Help them to know your presence and love them. Help them learn the abounding love, willingness to listen, and graceful gifts that rest in your love. That these gifts, your love, are ready to be shared so that he or she will know they are not alone. They are us together. They are loved not just by you, but by every one of us. Empower him or her to open to that love, to seek the person who will listen, to be assured of their purpose and their place in your world, here and in your kingdom. In the same way, Lord, we pray for those fearful for the safety of a loved one, a family member. Give them courage, grace, mercy, and humbleness to ask, "Are you okay? Have you thought about killing yourself?" Guide them. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you to our audio producer, Jasper, for being with us today and making the show sound so good with my music picks.
Oh, I understand. You always say thank you to Jasper because you are really nice to him so he can play your songs. Got it.
Jasper is a sweetie. And thanks to the Christian car guy.
Well, thank you, Jasper. I appreciate you too.
Robbie Dillmore. Love that guy. His show is awesome. Lots of information. Check it out. The Christian Car Guy.
He has a podcast too.
This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast again. Podcast. I'm obsessed with podcasts. I'm sorry. The Cure with Amy Cabo. And then subscribe and like it if you like us. Also, you can visit our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
Thank you to our listeners for being with us today. And until next week, keep safe in this pandemic. Don't give up. We'll go through this as we have from past other problems. God bless. And until next Saturday, much love and keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.